Next patient is Linda Bruno, B-R-U-N-O. B as in boy, B-R-U-N-O, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 6-15-1950, date of visit 8-15-22. Please make a copy for Carmen Serrano Lopez, M.D. Next paragraph, Carmen Serrano Lopez, S-E-R-R-A-N-O, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z, M.D. Next paragraph, dear Carmen, thank you for sending Linda Bruno for evaluation. Next paragraph, history present, tell us. This is a 72-year-old female who has a history of multiple medical problems, including history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, and a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, and hypertension, insulin-dependent diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and generalized atherosclerosis with peripheral vascular disease and coronary artery disease status post-PCI, as well as diastolic CHF, was initially admitted to Advent Hospital Dayton on February 26th with shortness of breath and fluid overload. The patient has been on dialysis and was in atrial fibrillation with RVR and had undergone atrial ablation on 3/2/22 by Dr. Wang. The patient is not on any home oxygen. She has been having some leg edema and has trouble ambulating and has been placed on a life vest and apparently being considered for an ICD placement. The patient has lost weight. She has no fevers or night sweats and denies any leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease with PCI, history of anemia of chronic disease, and insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, and diastolic CHF, and history of atrial ablation. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient has history of deep venous thrombophlebitis of the lower extremity, history of cataract surgery, and history of femoral popliteal bypass grafting on the left, as well as angioplasty and vascular procedures on the right leg, and EGDs, and history for DNC, as well as eye surgery with vitrectomy and cataract removal. Tibial fracture. And has had fluid overload with pulmonary edema and effusions. Next paragraph, family history of respiratory failure and heart attacks, and history for history of COPD in her mother. One brother had diabetes and complications. Next paragraph. Allergies include fentanyl, and allergies to allergies to Hytrin and Clonidine and anesthesia and Metformin. Next paragraph. Habits the patient denies smoking, no alcohol use. Next, review of systems the patient has. Peripheral neuropathy, she has dizzy attacks, postnasal drip, she has hoarseness and wheezing, she has apnea, chest tightness, and she has trouble ambulating. She also had leg edema and joint pains and some calf muscle pains and anxiety attacks. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white female is alert, pale, mildly tachypneic. Blood pressure 130/70. Pulse is 82. Respiration 16 attempts. 975. Weight is 127. Saturation 95. HEND are non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, yes, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery with wheezes scattered bilaterally. Prolonged expirations with occasional crackles of the lung bases. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma, no estrogen, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities. Decreased peripheral pulses, 1 plus edema. Skin is pigmented on the extremities and tightly stretched. There's no calf tenderness on either side. Home inside is negative. Neurologically, she does move all her extremities well with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, breast number one. Chronic dyspnea with a history of pulmonary edema. Number two is hypertension. Number three is atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal, status post ablation. Number four, peripheral vascular disease. Number five, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number six is hypertension. And number seven is end-stage renal disease and hemodialysis. Next paragraph, plan the patient. Has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT just without contrast. So we'll get a nocturnal oxygen saturation study, and we will arrange oxygen at nights. She would also benefit from having a polysomnographic study and possible CPAP at night, and was advised to come in for a follow-up in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this file. Carmen Serrano Lopez, Serrano Lopez, M.D. This doc, this is a...